Chapter 10. The End of the Curse. The broken pieces of broom jump from the fireplace and fly around the room. Ben's parents can't believe their eyes.
Is this a trick, Ben?
Mrs. Jackson asks.
Stop it immediately. It isn't funny.
Felicia opens Ben's door and sees he isn't there. She tries to open his parents' door, but Ben is holding the handle.
Catch the pieces and throw them into the fire again, Dad,
he shouts. One piece of broom hits Mrs. Jackson. Another hits Ben in the face. Finally, Mr. Jackson catches them. He breaks them into small pieces and throws them into the fire. The witches open the door, but there's no time to save the broom. It's burning in the fire. The witches stand around the fireplace and watch the fire. Slowly, they awake from their magic.
What's happening?
Asks a young witch at the back.
The broom's burning,
says Felicia.
This is the end of our magic powers.
I hope so,
says June.
I hate that broom. It controls us. We become malicious and cruel, and we do terrible things. But we aren't usually bad people.
Now we're free,
says James Kingsley.
Ben ended the curse. We're normal people again. This is a happy Halloween.
The witches and warlocks continue to watch the broom. Finally, it disappears in the flames. The next afternoon, the car is ready, and the Jacksons can leave Bailey. They stop at the shop and see June outside. She's cleaning the mess with a broom.
That isn't a witch's broom, I hope,
says Ben.
No, it's a normal broom,
laughs June.
I'm a different person today.
I can see that,
says Ben.
You're outside in the sun.
Yes, it's a beautiful day, and I'm not afraid,
says June with a smile.
You ended the curse, and now I can go outside, like a normal person.
That's fantastic,
says Ben.
Good luck, June. Can I come and visit you sometime?
Come next Halloween,
says June.
We can have a party to celebrate.
Good idea,
says Ben.
I can't wait.